This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Homeowners insurance, a huge issue in the aftermath of Katrina and Rita, and a huge expense for several years to come. But what's the situation now, 10 years after?
It is truly a more robust and competitive marketplace than it was the day before Katrina.
Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon has a new report out analyzing the health of the state's homeowners insurance marketplace. It says there are 22 new insurers offering coverage, companies that weren't here in 2005.
Our market had been challenged for years trying to attract companies to Louisiana.
After Katrina and Rita, property insurers didn't want to pay out on policies because the amount of the losses was so great.
Bigger than 9/11, bigger than the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, bigger than Hurricane Andrew, which had always been the benchmark event.
Many who rebuilt were stuck with one option, the state-run insurer of last resort, Citizens Insurance. By 2008, Citizens was the state's third largest insurer with 9.8% of the market. Now, in 2015, it's number 9, with only 1.8% of the market.
The insurance marketplace has taken note of the things that two different governors, two different sets of legislators, and to the degree that we at the department could add our support to those efforts, we have certainly done so.
Donilon's report credits the statewide building code passed after Katrina and Rita in 2005 with being the biggest factor in the change.
We truly are the model for how to do recovery.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.